It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, March 27th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City woman has been accused of violently abusing a child. According to the criminal complaint filed by the Charles City Police Department, 37-year-old Samantha Slaughter physically assaulted a child in a home in the 300 block of 8th Avenue on February 13th. CCPD alleges Slaughter forcefully grabbed the child's face, force-fed them food, shook and jerked their face and head, hit them in the face with her own hands, forced the child to the floor by grabbing their neck, and slammed them to the floor. The complaint says the minor sustained serious injuries, including facial bruising and swelling, retinal hemorrhages, and bleeding in the head and brain. Medical staff told law enforcement that the child's long-term prognosis will likely include varying deficits, some of which appear to be permanent. Slaughter is charged with child endangerment causing serious injury, a Class C felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Slaughter is scheduled for a preliminary hearing April 4th in Floyd County District Court. She is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $20,000 cash-only bond. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd says a Northeast Iowa sheriff violated state law with a Facebook post stating his office would not cooperate with detainer requests from federal immigration officials. On February 4th, Winnesee County Sheriff Dan Marks, a Republican, said his office would assist with immigration-related warrants issued by a court, but not with detainers which he said are not vetted by a judge. Marks also noted WCSO's actions and involvement will solely be based on constitutional standards and not on opinions, politics, or emotions. Governor Kim Reynolds then asked the Attorney General to investigate. Wednesday, Byrd announced she had determined the sheriff's statement violated Iowa law by discouraging enforcement of state and federal immigration laws. Byrd provided Marks with a statement of retraction and gave him until 5 p.m. yesterday to post it online. Byrd warned failing to do so means his county would lose all state funding. While Marks' statement was deemed in violation of state law, Byrd's requested post also indicates that WCSO had complied with all 21 ICE and/or FBI detainers since November 2018. As of 8 o'clock this morning, the AG's statement had not been posted and Marks' original post had not been removed. About an hour before Byrd's announcement yesterday, Republicans in the Iowa House passed a bill making it a felony for any law enforcement officer, including an elected sheriff, to fail to enforce immigration laws. Once again, the Iowa House has approved legislation that would provide new protections for landowners along the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline route. Representative Charlie Thompson, Republican from Charles City, says the overwhelming majority of Iowans oppose the project.
Parts of the government of Iowa seem to refuse to recognize reality. At some point, it starts to look like corruption. It's just very disappointing. I think the right thing will be done. I hope it's sooner rather than later.
The package includes new restrictions on the use of eminent domain to seize land for an expansion of Summit's pipeline and calls for the company to reimburse landowners who cannot get insurance because the pipeline runs through their property. Representative Stephen Holt, a Republican from Denison, said he's proud the House has been standing up for property owners.
And I have to say that the pride has been replaced with disappointment by the fact that members of the Senate have not listened to the cries of our citizens, to stand up for the Constitution, to tell Summit and Bruce Rattstetter and the lobby that the fundamental private property rights of Iowans are not for sale, not now and not ever.
Bruce Rattstetter is the founder and owner of Summit Carbon Solutions, which wants a branch of the pipeline to start with the Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant near Lawler and build west through Chickasaw, Floyd, and Cerro Gordo counties, among others. Summit has also applied for a permit to add the Valero Renewables ethanol plant near Charles City and the Powat Bioprocessing ethanol plant near Shell Rock to the route. One Democrat who voted for the House pipeline package suggested it will not become law because Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and key Republicans in the Senate support the pipeline project. The head of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association said he's confident cooler heads will prevail in the Senate, the pipeline will be built, and demand for corn will increase, quote, by billions of bushels. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources will be conducting prescribed burns this spring on wildlife management areas managed by the Iowa DNR's Cedar-Wapsie Wildlife Unit in Floyd, Chickasaw, Butler, Bremer, and Buchanan counties. Areas scheduled for prescribed burns are Restoration Marsh in Floyd County, Sweet Marsh, Aldo Leopold, Heffernan, and Walnut Bend, all in Bremer County, and Upper Wapsie and Wapsie Flats in Chickasaw County. Also targeted for prescribed burns are Big Marsh, West Fork Access, Lower West Fork, and Blackman Prairie, all in Butler County, plus Cedar Rock and Troy Mills in Buchanan County. Prescribed burn units are typically burned every 1 to 5 years and vary in size from 2 to 300 acres or more. They are used to improve wildlife habitat, control invasive plant species, restore and maintain native plant communities, and reduce wildfire potential. Ground nesting birds such as pheasants, mallards, bobolinks, and many others will benefit from habitat improved with periodic prescribed fire. Most prescribed burns will take place starting in March and end sometime in May. Burns will be conducted on a day that meets the objectives and weather prescription defined in the burn plan. Floyd County Medical Center was recently recognized as a 5-star hospital in inpatient services. The Excellence in Healthcare Awards from PRC, a leader in the healthcare intelligence space, recognizes organizations and individuals who achieve excellence throughout the year by improving patient experiences, healthcare employee engagement, and/or physician alignment and engagement. The ratings are based on surveys of FCMC patients, employees, and physicians. Katie Schwartz, Director of Quality and Risk Management at FCMC, said, quote, "This award is a testament to the top-notch care our providers and staff provide here at FCMC, along with their dedication to providing the best care to every patient, every time," end quote. The Charles City Hospital received the same award in 2024 for scoring in the top 10% nationally for overall hospital rating. PRC, a leader in the experience management space, has been utilized by over 2,800 healthcare organizations across the U.S. to listen, understand, and take action to create cultures of excellence. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.